Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting second. The center fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Dave Geisel. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon takes first base on ball four. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Herndon steals second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Doug Baker now playing second base. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley bunts towards the mound. Berenger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berenger. Owen scores. That run is unearned. It's Mariners, 1, Tigers, 1. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Calderon. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney fires to second and picks off Castillo for the out. One out. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 1 in the game. Garby hits a pop-up towards the mound. Geisel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. Phelps strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parrish strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. Presley strikes out. one out. Bob Kiernan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiernan is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiernan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradley is called out on strikes. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 2 in the game. Phelps is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0 for 2 in the game. Garby strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Kiernan and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish is walked intentionally. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dave Beard now pitching. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuntz hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Castillo bunts towards the mound. Beard fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Johnson steals third. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Baker steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Barbaro Garbi. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kearney hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn pinch hits for Phil Bradley. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn strikes out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-3 in the game. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowens for the out. Davis moves to third. Phelps moves to second. Two outs. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Ivan Calderon. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Phelps scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Barry Bonnell pinch hits for Jim Presley. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.